Thanks, Damien, and good afternoon. Humboldt County authorities are looking for a 20-year-old woman reported missing by her family. The Washington State woman was headed to San Diego to visit with her sister and called to say that she was camping in the Shelter Cove area. This was Monday, and it was the last telephone connection she had. Holly Ann Dickens was driving a 1992 Toyota 4Runner. She's described as a white female, 20 years old, 5'6", 120 pounds, with strawberry hair and blue eyes. Anyone with information about Dickens should call the sheriff's office at 445-7251. CAL FIRE has assigned more than 1,400 personnel to the newest wildfire in the region as the Gulch Fire burns near Redding. The grass fire grew quickly to more than 1,300 acres after it began burning on Wednesday afternoon at Backbone Ridge and Highway 299. The fire was caused by a vehicle, and fire crews were able to attack immediately. Containment stands at 30% as of Thursday night. Structure protection is the top priority because the fire did initially threaten dozens of homes in the area, and the fire is burning in heavy brush in steep, rugged terrain. The Happy Camp complex continues to burn further to the east, and smoke from those fires continues to be a concern for coastal communities. The complex has burned more than 108,000 acres, and more than 2,500 personnel remained assigned to the fire, which has been burning since August 12th and which stands at 45% containment. There are mandatory evacuation orders for some residents, while others remain under evacuation advisories. A fire near the area of Redway Drive and Empire Lane in Redway early Thursday morning is suspected of having been ignited by a transient looking to stay warm. CAL FIRE responded to the incident and found a fire that had been set in a dumpster and then spread to a stack of pallets adjacent to the container. There were reports that a man was attempting to extinguish the fire, and he was later located and identified as 33-year-old Dylan Sky Baker. He was arrested and booked for unlawful fire, a probation violation, and possession of drug paraphernalia. There were no injuries reported, and the fire was quickly extinguished, and any damage was limited to the dumpster. The Redway Memorial Hospital Foundation has thrown its support behind the new Ferndale Community Health Center with a $100,000 donation. The donation was presented to the clinic on September 4th, and the money was directed toward advanced heating and air conditioning venting, while the rest will be used for plumbing and electrical work. Becky Giacomini, president of the Redway Memorial Foundation, said in a statement that these are challenging times in health care, and as a community, we can work to ensure patients get the care they need when and where they need it. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The coroner's office is still trying to make some sense out of the death of a woman in an Arcata apartment fire. 52-year-old Kelly Maureen Nichols was found inside her bedroom at her apartment on Alliance Road on Wednesday afternoon. Firefighters reached the scene and they found heavy smoke coming from the apartment, and after gaining entry, they located Nichols. She was deceased. Officials at the Humboldt Bay Fire want to alert residents to a scam that's being worked in neighboring counties that targets property owners with fake billing statements. The scam involves a fake letter and invoice sent to property owners claiming they owe more than $400 for the annual state-required fire safety inspection, a non-existent fee and regulation. Calling themselves RMZ Fire Safety, residents and business owners in Sonoma, Napa, and Redding have been targeted. There have been no reports of the scam in Humboldt County, but they are reminded that the Humboldt Bay Fire does not charge an annual fee for fire inspections except for multiple family apartment complexes. And that's your news for KINS News and Information. I'm Dave Silverbrand.